From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida was a pioneer in using state test results to give out grades to public schools. The test scores are also used to hold back third graders and evaluate how well teachers are doing their job. But opposition to these tests has spiked as lawmakers tacked on more uses for the scores. Across the state, school boards, parents, and other critics have offered both symbolic and substantive protest against the sheer number of tests and how the results are used. As WLRN's State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor tells us, now lawmakers seem ready to make big changes when the legislative session begins in March.
Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was Florida's system for judging school performance. Kind of like another European capital, at least according to one lawmaker.
I believe that our testing has been sort of like Paris.
Republican State Senator David Simmons.
Built up over a period of time, and it's just a jumbled group of roads that our school districts are now trying to navigate.
Simmons and other senators laid out their concerns about the state testing system last week at a series of Senate meetings. There's a lot they don't know yet. They don't know how many tests the state requires or how long it takes to complete those exams. They don't know how much the state and school districts spend on testing. And they're not convinced they can depend on all the results of those exams. Simmons and his colleagues wants to change that.
And so we've got the chance here this spring to do a rewrite of this so that we can, in fact, assure that we're not over-testing our children.
Simmons and other senators say they support accountability, keeping track of student, school, and teacher performance. Accountability also means the consequences that come with low state test scores, like teachers and principals losing their jobs, closing schools, or letting students choose a new school. Right now, lawmakers aren't talking about changing how the test results are used. But lawmakers are concerned about the spreading patchwork of tests required by state law. Republican Senator John Legge is chairman of the Senate Education Committee.
Because I believe fewer tests are better, and if we have fewer better tests, that may be a good direction to go, or fewer better assessments.
The state requires students to take annual math, reading, and writing exams, known as the Florida Standards Assessments. On top of that, school districts also have to give end-of-course assessments, which could be a test, a project, or another way to measure how much a student has learned. More tests check whether students are ready for kindergarten or college. There's two concerns when it comes to all this testing. The first is how much time each student spends taking tests in a school year. Lawmakers are clearly feeling pressure about that.
My DNA is all over the accountability legislation this legislature has passed. I take responsibility for a good bit of it.
But now, Panhandle Republican Senator Don Gates, a former school superintendent, is backtracking. At last week's Senate hearing, he and other senators repeatedly asked Florida's Department of Education for help in how to cut back testing. Education Commissioner Pam Stewart didn't offer any suggestions.
Are we headed in the direction of fewer tests and better tests? And if so, when will we get there?
In order to have fewer tests, it'll take legislative change, and I'm happy to implement that.
The other concern lawmakers have is the amount of time schools are disrupted by testing, because they have to reassign teachers, close computer labs, or find other things to do for students not taking tests. This is known as the testing window. Florida superintendents want lawmakers to reduce the burden on districts as well as students. One way to do that is to reduce the number of tests. Another is to help districts speed up testing. Hillsborough County Schools Superintendent Mary Ellen Elia says her district needs more computers to give the new online statewide exam, the Florida Standards Assessments.
We're currently spending up to 2 months completing the task for the 600 students at that middle school to do the FSA and to do the required statewide end-of-course exams.
If the school had a computer for every student, they could finish the same testing in 9 mornings. Lawmakers do say they plan to add more money for technology, but it's unclear just how much. And next year's funding won't arrive by the time schools have to give the new exam for the first time this spring. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
You can hear State Impact Florida stories every Monday on WLRN. To learn more about Florida's new test, head to the State Impact Florida website. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.